The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday!
Yay, we made it!
We did it! Friday is here. Good
Graham,
morning
to you. No cheers from you?
I said, whoop, whoop!
Oh, okay. I didn't hear it.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Crazy Cash. That's your chance to win $1,000. That is on standby first. Let's get to the first talk back of the day.
Yo, good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. We made it. Yeah, we made it. You know, hey, give it up for the Chug Wheel Champ. Chug Wheel Champ.
Chug Wheel Champ.
All right, guys. Hope you guys have a good Friday and a blessed weekend. And remember, Selena and Jess, no drinking, all right?
Got it.
Keep it going. All right, guys, this is Joe from Union City.
All right, thank you for that. God. Yes, no drinking, no alcohol this weekend. We're doing Dry January.
Yep.
I'm excited for the Chug Wheel Champ.
I'm not.
Will she continue her streak?
I think I'm ready to retire.
What a bummer that you guys aren't drinking. Like, I we're going into a holiday weekend, you know? It's like, Selena, you can make it through a whole holiday weekend? You know, MLK Day's Monday, you know? It's like, whoa, you can make it through?
Yeah, I think I will. I mean,
this is going to be a true
test. It's not like I have plans. Like, tomorrow I am going to be at Old Sugar Mill, the winery. But I'm committed. I'm sticking to this. I'm not drinking. I just feel like Dry January, it's like, you're supposed to do it because you're supposed to feel a sense of accomplishment and like all these things. I don't feel any of that.
Not yet.
No.
Maybe when you get there, you will. Yeah.
Maybe after. We'll see. Graham, you said that our boy Snuff left us another song.
Yeah, he slid into my DMs and said, hey, I recorded another version. Yesterday we played his Dry January song about the Dry January shoey bet. And he said there's kind of another version that he recorded. And so I clicked on the link and here's another song he sent us.
Yeah. It's the JV Show, Dry January's here. Selena and Jess say, nope, not this year. Graham's on damp, he's half playing the game. But Shuey's awaiting if you bring the shame. Jess is sweating, the Giants went bad. She might need a drink for the season they had. Selena's got proof, she's breathalyzed clean. No Shuey's for her, she's the Dry Jan Queen. Dry January, they're fighting the thirst. Graham's sipping light, but who's breaking first? Shuey's on the line, that's the cost to pay. If you slip on a sip, a foot flavor day. Selena's at the party, people raising a toast. She's breathing in the mic, proving who's the most. Jess is holding strong, but let's be real. The Giants broke her heart, how does she deal? The stakes are high, it's all on trust. A Shuey from Graham Shoe, that's disgust. But so far, so good, they're keeping it tight. With Shuey's as the prize, you know they just might. Dry January, they're fighting the thirst. Graham sipping light, but who's breaking first? Shuey's on the line, that's the cost to pay. If you slip on a sip, that's a foot flavor day. It's the JV. Playing it cool. Graham's raising a glass, but he's bending the rules. Selena and Jess still holding it down. Shuey free champs taking the crown.
Oh my God.
A foot flavor day. Can he make all our music
work?
We need a lot of stuff like that produced.
We
could use a lot of different songs.
Like, that kind of makes anything that you have going on in your life a lot better by just having a song to go along with it.
Yeah, see, taking a shoe, it doesn't sound that bad when you have a song
to
go with it.
It's still pretty bad. Yep. It's still bad.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Right now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So the fate of TikTok could be decided today. The Supreme Court said they may make an announcement this morning at 10 a.m. Eastern time. That'd be coming up 7 o'clock our time. They could potentially deliver a ruling on the TikTok ban, which is set to go into effect on Sunday. Now, some of them did recently signal that they may uphold the ban.
Biden said he's like, I'm not enforcing it. I'll leave that for the next dude.
Yeah. not my problem.
Yeah. See ya. If you'd like to pay your respects and celebrate the life of Oakland A's legend Ricky Henderson, the A's announced this week that there will be a celebration of life open to the public. It's going to be on February 1st from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Oakland Arena. Henderson died December 20th, just days before what would have been his 66th birthday on Christmas Day.
Mostly cloudy vibes today. Definitely snuggle weather with highs in the high 50s to low 60s.
This was smooth.
Sorry, can I start over?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Mostly cloudy vibes today. Definitely snuggle weather with highs in the high 50s to low 60s. Your umbrella will continue to collect dust because there's no rain in sight.
Hey, Taurus besties! Okay. Your day today is going to be an 8. An obstacle lies between you and a romantic objective. I don't know what that means.
Oh.
Avoid gossip or rumors. Keep an open mind and stay flexible with changes. Get creative to achieve your goal.
Oh, creative, okay. I like that.
What's a romantic objective? Like, what kind of goal could it be? Like, trying some new... My wife is a Taurus. I should ask her.
Oh, yes.
Oh, maybe she has an objective she has not talked to you about.
Please talk to me about it. I'm all
some
ears.
Some type of fantasy or something.
Anything, yeah. I'm here for it, yeah.
We have tickets for the San Francisco Symphony. We're going to have that on standby really quick. Because these are the signs you're an embarrassing parent, according to teens.
Yep, listen up, parents, because there's a high chance that these are some things that you're probably doing already. I mean, there's no surprise that parents embarrass their kids just with everything they do, basically.
Because parents are so skibbity.
I thought skibbity was good.
What? No, it's not.
Wow. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Hey, I'm guessing just
Sigma
like everyone
good.
Else.
But anyways, so what you guys just did right now? Embarrassing.
So Ohio.
If you try using the youth slang, they find that super cringe and super embarrassing.
Whoops.
If you attempt to do any viral dance routines from TikTok or social media
in general. Well, let's stop there. Will you, because you said that your kid, your son Ford Graham, he will throw out like skibbity every once in a while or like little words. Will you try to talk to him in like using those same words?
Yeah, but I don't think he's at the point where he thinks that I'm embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I think
he thinks you're cool.
You got to be. Yeah, I mean, he's only 7. You got to start hitting the teen years where like you're cringing at
the middle school years
at the stuff that you're at. Like, yeah, the stuff your parents do. My kid mostly right now is bro. Everything is bro, bro,
really,
bro. If that really bugs Kate, don't call me bro.
Oh my god,
bro. Dude, bro, what are you doing, bro?
And Selena, you do have a teen.
Yes. So when I use like alpha and sigma and riz.
Aura points.
Yes. I do that intentionally to be embarrassing. Mm-hmm. So I'm not doing it like seriously, like, because I know I'm not using the word right. I just kind of throw them in here and there just to.
But she does
in front
find
of her
it
friends.
Embarrassing?
Of course.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Super skibbity.
What about this one? These are the things that parents do to embarrass their teens. You add your kids' friends on social media.
Don't do that.
Well, if they follow me, you follow back.
No, you don't.
They follow me, though.
It doesn't matter.
Why?
You don't follow them back.
Why not? We're friends.
Uh-uh.
No, you're not friends.
I'm not here
for
that. I
mean, not friends like that, but they come over, call me mom. Like, I'm cool with all her friends. And they follow me first. I'm not, like, actively, like, seeking out her friends. Like, let me follow her friend group. Like, that'd be
creepy. So you're following a bunch of teen girls on social media? That's creepy.
A couple.
Super creepy.
Is that creepy?
That's very Ohio.
Because if it was a dad following you.
Well, it's not.
Yeah, but it kind of is.
But I'm not a dad. I agree. That'd be worse.
Yeah. Okay. Another one is you sing along to your favorite songs at the top of your lungs, basically. So are you
in the car,
you're singing along, and you are just like belting out these lyrics?
No.
I feel like this is something Graham does.
No, I'm not a big car singer.
I'm not either.
Okay. What about posting selfies to social media, Graham? I know you don't do
that
this.
That ain't me.
But Selena?
I don't post a lot of myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I don't take a lot of pictures of just me. When I do, it's with my husband or it's with the kids. But even that, my daughter finds so embarrassing.
Really? Even though she doesn't follow you on social media? Because she doesn't have Instagram, right?
She does now.
Oh, that's right. Because
she does now.
She's of Instagram age, right?
She does not follow me.
Okay.
What?
Do you follow her?
Because she doesn't want people, she doesn't want her friends to find my account.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See,
even
who she's
though
following.
They already have. And that's why she thinks that everything that I post is so embarrassing. So she will literally go on my account, like take my phone, go on my account and start blocking people from her school so they can't see me.
Wow. And how does that make you feel, Selena?
I get it because they're all boys. And she's like, Mom, you're just too hot. And I'm like, look, I know. It's fine.
You're like, it's a blessing and a curse, I guess. Okay. What about this? Do you guys listen to the same music as your kids do?
Well, right now my kids are forced to listen to whatever I listen to. Sorry.
Sometimes.
Okay. And do they find this cringe? Does your daughter find it cringe?
She hasn't said anything.
Okay. Graham, I can't wait till your kids get to this age because I feel like, first of all, I feel like they're going to be so embarrassed because I feel like you give me the vibe that you're going to do whatever is in your power to embarrass them.
Graham, I feel like you just even being you, not even trying, like, you just, you're... I'd be so embarrassed if you were my dad.
Wow!
I don't know. Wow. And I can't exactly pinpoint why. I just would.
Like the coolest dad ever.
I think you're too dad vibes.
Very dad, yes. Maybe that's what it is.
That's because I am a dad.
I know.
I'd be embarrassed if you were my mom.
Oh, shots fired.
So take that.
You guys are just both embarrassing. I'm sorry.
Hey, thank you, Jess. We're equally as embarrassing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Whitley from Novato, and I have to agree with Graham. I have a 5-year-old that says bro to everything. His favorite is, seriously, bro? Have a great weekend.
That would drive me crazy.
I'm telling you, the bro is the number one, going to be the most used word of this next generation, at least amongst, boys.
No, girls too.
And and girls too. Like, the other generations use like, and everything like. Oh, and this generation uses bro.
Me.
Yeah,
me too.
Because bro, like, what are we going to do, bro? And everything is bro. So, just be prepared.
Bro. No bruh. So, bruh's out.
It's just bro.
Bruh's out. It's just the bros.
Yeah, bro.
I didn't know bruh, or however you said it, was ever in.
Why did you say it so weird?
I feel like that's how you said it.
Bruh?
Bruh.
Yeah, that's how you said it.
I didn't go bruh.
Bruh.
All right, Jess, what do you
have? Okay, so customers are fed up with male Instacart shoppers. Do better, men. Now, remind me, do you guys order your groceries online?
Nope.
Sometimes, not really.
Okay, I personally never have, and I think this is one of the reasons why I don't, is because you think it's going to make your life easier, but then it ends up doing the exact opposite.
During the pandemic, I did.
Okay.
I want to hear the reasoning, but like in some ways, very convenient. In other ways, very annoying.
Okay, yeah. So women are taking to TikTok to vent. They are just fed up because they say anytime they get a male shopper, they don't get their orders right. They make really strange substitutions to the items that they order. One woman even said that out of 5 items, the male Insta shopper only got 1 right. And that's annoying because you expect to, like we said, make it easier on yourself. But now you have a bunch of random items and you still need to go buy what you needed in the first place. So what is it?
That
is it
would that, make me mad.
Is it that men don't have like that much attention to detail?
Men do not know how to grocery. Look, I'm not going to say all men because maybe you listening, maybe you're a great grocery shopper.
But probably not.
But it's rare. But it's rare. I would never, the few times I have sent my man to the grocery store, he has me on FaceTime the entire time because he can't find anything. He doesn't know what we need, even though like here's the list. Like,
yes.
I mean, he knows the stuff that we eat. Like, it should not be that difficult. But for whatever reason, men just, they can't.
So, well, Graham, sometimes
when my wife has sent me with a list to the store, you get there and then, see, I overthink things. I'm the overthinker. She says, I need this kind of soup. Well, there's 4 or whatever it is. There's 4 different kinds of that and 8 different sizes. Which one is it? Do you need, for this recipe, do you need the really large can? Do you need the small? I don't know. I need like very specific instructions, and then I'll bat 1,000. I'll get every single thing. But sometimes you're sitting there debating, well, did she mean this size? Or I sit there and I would be a horrible, you know, Instacart shopper, because I'd sit there and I don't, you know, well, what would be the good substitute? I think most of those guys, the only way they make money as Instacart shopper is you got to fulfill a lot of orders, right?
You're not
making much on what, so you got to, I don't know if you've ever seen them at Costco or something. I mean, they're damn near sprinting through the aisles. They run up, they look at the thing, they throw in the cart, they go. You've got to be turning orders quick, I think, is the only way that you're successfully making any decent money. So they don't have time to sit there and hem and haw over this stuff. And that would be my problem, because I sit there and hem and haw and I overthink it because I don't want to, I want to get it right. But those guys, they don't have time to think about getting it right. They just got to get in and get
but
out of there.
I feel like when you order it like on Instacart or on DoorDash, you order whatever you need. And not only is there a picture, like it has everything you need. It has size. It has this many ounces. Like it's
I get
all
it. I'd be good
there.
At that. What? Except when the item is not there. Then they either have to chat you, because I don't know if you do that, and then they send you a message like, they're out of this. How about this? And then they send you a picture of something similar, and you're like, no, I would never eat that one. How about that? And you go back and forth, and that part is annoying.
Yes.
So they do have to make decisions. If you're not responding right there, hitting them right back, they're trying to move through the store quick. And if you're not messaging back like, yeah, get that kind, then
that
it's
part
a mess.
I understand, and a lot of times I leave it up to them to just pick whatever substitution they want. Mm. But it would just make things easier if you could like pick like another mom shopper for you who would probably know.
And you know what? A lot of women are saying this. They're calling for an update on the app to be able to request whether you want a female shopper or a male shopper.
That's sexist.
But I think you can never do that because then men are going to feel discriminated against.
I'm feeling discriminated against just talking about this.
I mean, I don't want men to feel like we're bashing them. I just feel like men can never find anything. Like they just, I don't know if it's, they don't have that much patience. And again, it's not all men. But I feel like
you tell someone
like, hey, can you bring me this? And you tell them the exact spot. And then they try to say that you're the one not giving them the right directions. But it's like, no, it's right in front of your face. You just can't see it.
See, but I think that's the problem is you sending your men to the store. I think most of these Instacart shoppers, like they've been in the store. They know where the stuff is. When you get a bad one that's can't find anything. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what their excuse is. You have one job. It's grocery shopping. Like, be good at it.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So I just want to go back really quick to talking about how Drake is the biggest crybaby and the biggest hypocrite. Oh my God. I told you yesterday how he filed this lawsuit against UMG, Universal Music Group, who Kendrick and himself are both signed with. And he's mad at UMG for allowing Kendrick to release a song, Not Like Us, which called him a pedophile and it defamed him. And UMG pushed this song out there, right? Mm-hmm. And UMG was like, boy, bye. We pushed your music too whenever you were in these little rap battles. How dare you try to stop somebody else's creative expression? Well, now this. There's a bunch of streamers and YouTubers who were also name-dropped in the lawsuit. Drake made the claim that UMG removed copyright restrictions from YouTube and Twitch to allow these content creators to be able to react to Kendrick's song as soon as it dropped and to be able to play the song in their videos without getting any like demonetization or any violations against them. So you play any other song, it's going to get flagged. You get copyright violation. But Not Like Us drops and it was all green light. They were good to go. So Drake is like, UMG knew what you were doing. You were basically, you know, behind this campaign to defame me. Well, now Drake is upset. The entire YouTube community and all these really big streamers, they are blasting Drake. They're calling him soft. They're calling him a baby. No street cred. Don't upset the streaming community. Like, they were on your side. And these people, these are guys who are so influential. Yes. On the internet, and they have receipts. They're showing Drake, but when you drop this song against Kendrick, look, here we played it on this, in this video here, and I didn't get flagged. You did the same thing. Ah. UMG did the same thing for you.
Well, why wouldn't UMG do it?
Exactly. You know, for their own artists. Like, they want their artists to do good.
And that is exactly their argument. Even Kai Sanat or Sanat?
Sanat.
I don't believe you, Jess.
Sanat.
Sanat.
One of those. He even showed a DM that he got from Drake when he was like on the stream and Drake was about to drop a song and Drake had messaged him and was like, hey, stay on the stream.
No.
You know, this song's coming out because he wanted the streamers to play it. But when they do that for Kendrick, it's a problem.
I just don't get what's Drake's end goal here? Like, is he's going to recoup some damages and money if like he sues him and gets some money?
You don't need the money.
I honestly
feel like he is trying to get Kendrick to not be able to perform that song at the Super Bowl.
Interesting.
That's
a good point. Because other than that, it doesn't really benefit him at all.
Like, you're going to win some money that you already have. Like, who cares? I honestly think that's what it's about.
You can't be financially motivated because he doesn't need the money.
Exactly. Graham, what do you have?
All right, people are roasting SpaceX and Elon Musk for their explanation about what happened yesterday during the launch of their Starship rocket. The launch was the seventh test flight for this very huge, very heavy rocket. This is the one where at the landing pad, the booster part of the rocket comes back down to Earth and they try to catch it. And have you seen that before?
No. I've heard.
It comes back and re-lands. Well, that part actually was a success, which is pretty crazy. That part's incredible. But the spacecraft itself basically exploded as it was reaching space, falling debris from it, from this destroyed Starship, briefly delayed airline traffic out of Miami, Florida, according to federal officials. Well, Musk and SpaceX, they took to X, Twitter, and said, quote, Starship experienced a rapid unscheduled disassembly during its ascent burn. Teams will continue to review data from today's test flight to better understand the root cause. And everyone's like, bro, hey, a rapid unscheduled disassembly. They're like, it blew up. The thing blew up. It exploded.
That's funny.
Which is what happened. It's not a rapid unscheduled disassembly. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Anytime something blows up, that's what we got to start calling it now. That's hilarious.
It exploded. The thing blew up. It's a rocket. It blew up. Sorry it didn't work. It didn't have a rapid unscheduled disassembly.
Like, what were you doing in the bathroom? Oh, I just had a rapid unscheduled disassembly.
In my shorts.
Sorry.
I gotta go find some new underwear. There was a rapid unscheduled disassembly.
Oh, my God.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. Woo. This is Rebecca from Concord. I just want to give my son Ethan a happy birthday shout out. He turns 11 today. He was born at 11/11, so this is a good luck birthday.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Ethan. Mommy and Daddy and Sonia love you so much. You're such a great son and brother. Have a great day.
Happy birthday!
Nice. Happy birthday, Ethan.
Yes.
What's up?
11, 11, turning 11.
Yep.
That is awesome. Let's do one more talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday.
Woo!
Man, I'm excited to see what Jess is going to drink today on this Chug Wheel Friday.
No.
Selena and Graham, I don't know how y'all keep getting away with this, but y'all do. All right, y'all have a good one.
I can't wait to see what Jess drinks today.
No, I'm excited today, remember?
It's my favorite part of Fridays.
We never agreed.
Yeah, we decided. I don't know why you guys don't remember.
We do that.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave those guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. All right, listen up. Here is today's clip.
Don't tell my boyfriend, but I was looking at online. I just got curious about all the different sizes. Don't tell me you haven't done this before.
I don't.
No.
You're sick.
Hey, this is a family show.
I guess online's better than going into one of the stores and like people are judging you when you're looking at like the super monster one. Like, what are you? You can't handle
that. You know different experience?
All right, think about what the bleeped out word is. And remember, it is a family show, so it is something PG. Leave us your name and your city along with your guests. Yep. You're leaving that guest, of course, on the talkback mic on the very free and newly upgraded iHeartRadio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you can get this JV Show Chug Mug if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave those guesses on the talkback mic. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
Don't tell my boyfriend, but I was looking at online. I just got curious about all the different sizes.
Oh. Always go bigger is my...
He's not listening.
Is my
That's
advice.
Your advice.
The bigger the better
okay.
on those things. And make sure you get the
From
extra battery
experience.
Pack.
Yeah. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Hi, JV Show. It's Layla and Coco from San Jose, and we think the bleep that word is rings. Have a great day.
Oh.
That's the number one guest coming
no
in this
way.
Morning. Rings. Jess, have you begun to browse some rings online for your pending engagement?
I have not like online stores, but like on Pinterest for inspo because I don't really know exactly what I want.
You don't know what kind of style.
Yeah.
Too bad. It's not up to you. It's up to your man. He gets to pick the ring out. It's the engagement ring. He picks it out.
But I still want to send inspo
picks. But aren't there a lot of couples who will go ring shopping together? Didn't you do that, Graham?
Yeah, Kate and I did. We designed her engagement ring together.
Good morning, guys. Jason and Addie from Vallejo here, and our guest for the bleeped out word is diamonds. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Diamonds.
Yeah, go bigger on those. Any diamond shape preferences you've looked at as you've browsed Pinterest?
I like a lot of... The thing is, I go back and forth. So there was a time where I was liking the oval ones.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the oval ones. And then I saw another one that I guess I don't even know how to explain the shape, but it's almost like a...
Pentagon?
No.
Octagon?
No.
Hexagon?
Parallelogram?
No.
Triangle? Trapezoid?
Heart?
No.
It's a cushion cut.
Oh, wait, a what?
Cushion cut. That's
Maybe.
A popular
Possibly.
Cut. Yeah.
Good morning, guys. This is Andriana from Concord, and my guess for the bleeped out word is plants for all my plant lovers out there. Thanks, bye.
Don't tell my boyfriend, but I was looking at plants. Because he didn't want to scare him off.
Yeah, that's a crazy plant lady. A crazy cat and plant lady. Oof.
You guys, plants are actually, no, I have actually looked at plants. They're so expensive.
They really are.
And they're just going to die like two months later.
I know, but.
All right, keep those guesses coming. What is today's bleeped out word? Leave your guesses on that talkback mic on the iHeart app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us and happy Friday. We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. If you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, as always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. In case you are just tuning in and you missed today's clip, here it is.
Don't tell my boyfriend, but I was looking at online. I just got curious about all the different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to browse. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm telling him.
You didn't hit order on any of them?
Huh?
You didn't hit order?
No.
Maybe save for later, add him to a wish list or anything.
We've noticed you've
left the
double destroyer in your cart. Would you like to purchase it for 25% off?
No.
Let's go to your guesses.
Morning, JV Show. For the bleep out word today, I think I'm going to say kitties or kittens. She was looking up some kitties or kittens for her little cat. And, you know, we don't speak his name of. But yeah, kitties or kittens. That's my guess. Have a good day.
Okay.
That's a pretty good guess.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Because you're
a cat lady.
I'm a cat mom.
Bubbles.
I prefer.
That name makes me sick. Bubbles probably needs a little friend, right?
I do want to get another one. Not yet. But I do, I'm going to name it. I'm going to name it Boots. And I want it to have like the little paws that are a different color from the rest of the legs. Because it'll look like it has little boots. No? You guys not here for it? Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Yasmin from Berkeley, and I think that the bleeped out word is houses. Have a good day.
Looking at houses. Have you moved in together?
That would be a big step.
No, that's depressing. Looking at houses, I don't do that to myself because do you see the prices on there?
Yeah, but don't you envision a future where you and your man will be living together?
I do, but I just haven't looked.
Oh. Okay.
That's not houses.
Hey, JV fam, this is Brooke in Alabama. Is it mattresses? Okay, bye.
Mattresses. You guys destroyed the last one.
Yeah, that thing got pounded. Brooke, thank you for leaving that talk back. I did just check this morning. I hadn't checked in a little while. JV Show still number one in Alabama.
Yes,
so thank you.
All appreciate because of that. You. Thank you so much.
Yes. You guys, my new mattress arrived yesterday.
Ooh,
oh, I can't wait to sleep on this thing. I didn't take it out of the box, though.
Wow.
It was weekend.
It was really heavy.
This weekend's
weekend. And you have new sheets for it, right?
No, and I don't have new sheets for it. But it's king-size bed for the first time ever in the Herbert household.
Oh, my.
Can't wait.
What are you going to do with all that
space?
Welcome
to 2025.
Morning, JV Show. Mr. Vic from San Jose. So I'm going to guess dresses. Thanks, guys.
Dresses.
Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
Don't tell my boyfriend, but I was looking at dresses online. I just got curious about all the different sizes.
I was looking, you guys. I was
wedding dresses.
Like wedding
we're talking
dresses
about.
Or
well, honestly, let's be real. I have a bit of a shopping problem, so any sort of dresses, but wedding included.
And
they're really expensive. Oh my god!
Yes,
but they're so cute. So I think when the time comes, I'm not going to be able to really decide what I want to go with, to be honest. That's why I'm like, I'm excited and I do want to get married, but I'm in no rush because I'm kind of scared of the whole wedding planning.
Can I ask Graham a question?
Sure.
Do you guys think it's a little bit psycho for a woman who has not even gotten proposed to just be looking at wedding dresses and planning out the wedding? Or do they understand like, hey, we're just dreaming. We're just waiting for that day.
I think we understand it as long as it doesn't come to the surface like on our third date, you know?
Got true. It. Okay.
Like, I don't want to hear about the wedding plans. We're still getting to know each other. And I'd be like,
and you guys,
she's a little psycho.
You and your man have been together for a long time.
Yes.
Jess.
Like, maybe it would be psycho if I already had the wedding dress, like if I had already bought it.
Please,
then I understand. But no.
Get the dress.
You just attacked some ladies in the Bay Area.
No,
you
know I'm sorry.
You know there's someone listening that already has the dress not the man.
Hey,
guaranteed.
That's manifestation at its finest.
Right. It's on my vision board.
It is. It's definitely on your vision board. All right, let's give a shout out. It might be a singular shout out this morning. Our buddy Mr. Vic in San Jose. What's up, Vic? What's up? He's getting a brand new JV Show chug mug, and I feel like it's not his first one. I think he's got a couple wins under his belt, but he was the only person that just said dresses this morning. And that was the word. We had a lot of guesses. Most people were on rings. A few people guessed wedding venues. Have you checked out a wedding venue prior to getting engaged, Jess?
I know where I would want to get married. And I've talked about this with my boyfriend, actually. Oh, so we know.
Psycho.
That is a little psycho.
No, but we've talked about it together. And we both agree.
Okay, pick the venue prior to the engagement.
Not the exact venue, just the place, like the city.
What is it?
Paso Robles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paso's nice. Yeah. I like Paso. All right, our buddy Bo in Antioch, he did say wedding dresses, but again, we were looking for just dresses, yes. So shout out to Bo. He was right there. And Christine, I could not understand what where she said she was from, but she also said wedding dresses this morning. That was a popular guess. A lot of cat-related things as well. Cat trees, cat towers,
you
whatever you call
know me
those
so
things.
Well.
Yeah. Cat lady.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. Yes, the weekend. It's so close, I can smell it. And it smells good.
Yep.
Take a whiff of that.
Yeah, my mic doesn't smell that good, though.
Ew, that's so disgusting.
Just a little morning breathy. It happens. It's morning radio.
Let's move on to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Katie.
Hi, Katie. How's it going?
Good. How about you guys?
Pretty good. We're happy. It's almost the weekend. Do you have any fun plans for the weekend?
Oh, no.
We seem to have a bad connection. Katie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. You know what? Let's just get to the game before we lose you. Here's how it works. We're going to ask you four trivia questions.
I have my two sons in the back.
What are their names?
Paxton and Dexter.
Paxton and Dexter. What's up, guys? What's up?
All right, here's how it works. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. Got to get three correct. And if you can do that, you got 3-day tickets to Bottle Rock. Okay.
Yay! Yes! They can do it.
Let's get to it. Question number one. John Schnatter was the founder of what pizza chain that has almost 6,000 locations globally?
Papa John?
Yep.
That's right.
Good old John Schnatter. He's not with the company anymore. He had the meat sweats.
Yeah, he was
too
super sweaty that one time.
It got weird. All right, question number two. Which U.S. state is known as the Hoosier State?
The Hoosier State. I don't know. Just guess. Utah?
No, Indiana is the Hoosier State. The Indiana Hoosiers. I guess that's what you call someone from Indiana, a Hoosier.
Interesting.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that. No. Question number three. According to the expression, if a person has gone sober and stopped drinking, are they on the wagon or off of the wagon?
Off the wagon.
They're on the wagon.
If you fall off, that means you've relapsed. They're
back drinking again. Oh, Graham's off the wagon again. It's damn January. I'm off the wagon. All right, question number four. What bird gets its pink color from the algae and shrimp that it eats?
Flamingo.
Yep.
Yes.
Flamingo is correct.
You're so close.
2 out of 4.
I know, so close. I feel like we should just give him these Bottle Rock tickets.
Son of a Hoosier.
I agree. It's a Friday. We're feeling good, right? Graham?
I'll sit this one out. Let you ladies decide.
I decide
I'm going to leave it to Jess. So people are mad at her.
Oh, don't be mad at me, please. But yes, I think so.
All right, Jess says you got the tickets. You got the tickets just because it's Friday.
Woo! You just won a pair of 3-day general admission tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley. Woo!
Katie, congratulations. We hope you have an amazing weekend. Hang on for that winning. Graham, we have a million shout-outs to get to.
A lot of people in my DMs. I'm going to try to go through them quick. I got one that says, hello, would love to have a birthday shout-out on Friday on our way to school. Happy 8th birthday, Jocelyn, from Mom and Dad. We love you so much. Big number 8. Thank you, and that's from Mom Liz. So happy birthday, Jocelyn.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one, hey, Graham, my son Jay is turning 8 on Friday. Could you kindly give him a shout-out from Mom, Dad, Arjun, and Layla? Thank you, and we love your show, and we love listening with our kids. That's from Mom Rupa. So happy Happy birthday, Jay.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Mommy in your DMs, Graham. Can you do me the biggest favor and please wish our son, Juju, a very happy 9th birthday? He loves listening to the show, and especially when you say,
who gives a fart?
I know it'll make his day extra special. Julian, we love you so much. Hope you have the best year yet. Love Mom, Dad, Chris, Noel, and Nico. So happy birthday, Juju.
Woo! Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hi, Graham. Mom in your DMs. Can you please give a shout out to my amazing, incredible daughter, Cassidy? I love the name. By the way, that's your middle name. Yes, it is. Happiest 9th birthday, Cassie Coco Bear. We love you so much and love watching you grow into a strong, independent, thoughtful, loving girl. We are so excited to celebrate you all month long. Love Mom, Dad, Zay Zay, and Cody. So happy birthday, Cassie Coco Bear.
Who gives a fart?
Another one, good morning, Graham. It's my daughter Mickey's 10th birthday. Can you please wish her a happy birthday from her mom, brother, sister, and father? We are so proud of her. We love you, Mickey. That's from Mom Jennifer. So happy birthday, Mickey.
Who gives a fart?
Another one, hey, Grammy, another dad sliding into DMs. I'd like to wish my awesome daughter Avilia Evie a happy 6th birthday. Can't wait for to celebrate with your friends this weekend and get hyped on some cupcakes. Dad loves you, beautiful, and you mean the entire world to your siblings Elias and Suchu and your mama. That's from Dad Eric. So happy birthday, Evie.
Who gives a fart?
One. Hey, Graham, sliding into your DMs a second year in a row to wish my daughter Noemi a happy 10th birthday. We listen to the JV show every morning on our way to school. If all three of you can shout her out, happy 10th birthday, Noemi. That would make her day and send her lots of love and happy Friday. That's from Mom Jeanette. So
happy birthday.
Everyone say happy birthday. Noemi.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, I've never messaged a radio station for this request. My husband and I were wondering if you can give a special birthday wish for Vivian. She's turning 13. Love, Dad and Samantha. Happy birthey, Vivian.
Yes. Who gives a fart?
Happy another birthday. One. Hi, Graham. Not just another mom sliding into your DMs, but a cool mom. We have a birthday among us. Birthdays can be a little sus, but hopefully today is Sigma and you avoid any skibbity Ohio things. Happy 7th birthday, Micah.
Love
Mom, Dad,
happy
Jameson,
birthday,
and
Micah.
Willow. Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Mom in your DMs wanted to wish my daughter, Jayla, a special happy 10th birthday today. We'll listen to you guys every morning. It's something we bond over. She's so beautiful, smart, and kind, and I hope she has the best day ever. Thank you guys for all you do. Happy birthday, my Jayla
happy
girl.
Birthday.
Love, Mama Becca.
Who gives a fart?
And that's it. How is everyone born today?
That's what I don't understand.
But not
you took
yesterday.
The words right out of my
everyone's
mouth.
Born today.
I don't get it. Trending coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to trending. Oh, no.
Take a moment. Say your goodbyes. There was a double bird homicide at my house yesterday.
More birds?
You guys, birds have been crashing into my house like moths to a flame. I can't figure it out. But yesterday, what I can only assume was a husband and wife bird.
Oh, no.
They collectively both collided with one of our windows. And sadly, they passed away at a time of 1:15 p.m. And then 1:17 p.m., one of them.
You're not concerned at all, Graham?
One of them died first, and the other one stood over its lifeless body.
Why are you saying that with a smile on your face?
Yeah, I want to laugh because I'm so happy about this.
I'm not. You're making a face at me, and it's making me giggle.
I'm like actually concerned. Like, what is going on? How many bird deaths is this now?
At least in the last 2 weeks, I think that's five.
Five birds that have crashed into Graham's window and have died.
And you'll be happy to know that I did get out the ceremonial rake and shovel, and I scooped them up, and I took them to the edge of our property line, and I just, well, then I left them. I didn't have time to dig a hole or anything, and I returned them to the circle of life. And I said a few kind words about the couple. Actually, I'm not actually laughing about this. It did make me very sad yesterday. What I can't figure out is why people have said all these things. Well, you got to hang CDs in front of your windows or put all these reflective stickers all over your windows. I brought that suggestion to my wife.
Yeah.
She didn't like that idea.
That was a big no.
we just got done building this house, right? And birds just keep crashing into the windows. Now, I've been working on this house for the last 3 years, basically, and I've had windows installed in this house. We have a lot of big windows. I'll give it that. But the windows have been installed in this house for more than a year and a half now. They've been in the house, right? That's one of the things you put in before the siding goes on and all the stuff.
That's a good point.
And why were birds not crashing and dying in the windows over the year and a half? Why has it only been over the last week and a half?
I'm telling you, something bad is going to happen there. I've watched enough horror movies that this is a bad omen. And that's why they didn't start crashing and dying until your family moved in there.
That or they see me fresh out of the shower walking around in a towel and they're like, ooh, that's a tasty snack right there.
That's so disgusting that they just want to die.
And then they try to get inside.
No.
But riddle me that. That's the thing I can't figure out about this, because I've been out there working on site every day, and this hasn't happened. The second we move in, bang, 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 birds everywhere.
Well, it's you. Right.
We got to get to trending.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
You guys ready for more drama with Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni?
There's more?
So Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, they starred in the movie It Ends With Us, right? Mm-hmm. They starred in it together. Justin was the director. Blake was the producer. And there's also drama. Aside from these sexual harassment claims, there's also a lot of claims that Blake tried to, like, take creative control of the film. Well, now they're at each other's throats with lawsuits. Justin Baldoni, he is suing the New York Times for allegedly running a smear campaign against him and reporting on things that he allegedly did to Blake Lively, which he denies. Blake Lively is suing Justin for sexual harassment, among other things. And now Justin is suing her back. He just filed a $400 million lawsuit yesterday against Blake Lively.
This is
her husband, Ryan Reynolds.
These numbers are getting insane.
Get your bag, Keith.
Get your bag. $400 million.
Yeah.
And then the other lawsuit he had out there.
$250 million.
Like, bro, had anyone ever heard of this dude before this?
I had.
All this drama?
Not me. He was on Jane the Virgin.
Okay, so a limited number of people had heard of this dude. It'd be one thing if you're like the biggest star on the planet. Maybe I could justify that, yeah, your career is getting submarined here and, you know, your potential earnings would be in the hundreds of millions. But $650, we're closing in on $1 billion in lawsuits here. And I don't, bro, I couldn't pick you out of a lineup. Like, I'm having trouble making the math work here.
So he's suing on claims of civil extortion, defamation, and a few other things. Like, the list goes on and on. Here's how Blake's legal team responded to the lawsuit. They said, this is an age-old story. A woman speaks up with concrete evidence of sexual harassment and retaliation, and the abuser attempts to turn the tables on the victim. This is what experts call DARVO. Deny, attack, reverse victim offender.
Is that an actual thing? Or did she make it up?
I don't know. She said that's a thing, so I'm going with her. She's an attorney. She must know what she's talking about.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know who to believe.
I can't wait for this to go to trial, because I need more details. I need to know everything laid out in front of me.
Here's what I want to know. How has there not been a documentary already made about this?
Probably is. Let me look into that.
Anytime we have any major event or celebrity death or whatever, a documentary comes out within 15 minutes. I'm like, how do they do that so quick? Why is there not a documentary? That I would actually watch, because I'm having trouble keeping track of whose side
so
I want to be on in this. I need a documentary.
I know. Graham, what do you have?
All right, the roller coaster of the will TikTok get banned or not continues this morning we near the Sunday deadline. And unfortunately for you TikTokers, things took a turn for the worse this morning. TikTok presented arguments to the Supreme Court asking for them to review the constitutionality of the ban and for them to strike it down. And the Supreme Court released their ruling today. No, said the Supreme Court. In a 27-page unanimous ruling, the High Court has sided in favor of arguments about the national security threat posed by the company's connections to China, overriding concerns about restricting the free speech of TikTok and its millions of users here in the United States. A unanimous ruling. I found that to be very interesting and very telling. Now, the current president, you know, he's on his way out the door. He said he's not going to enforce the ban. So I don't really know. He said, basically, next dude, that's going to be on you. Now, next dude has said when he takes office on Mondays, the inauguration, that he plans to try to save the app, the very same person that tried to ban it during
this.
His first turn. He's the person that set this all into motion. And now he's going to come in and be the savior. And hundreds of millions of TikTok users are going to throw flowers at his feet and thank him for saving the app. When again, let me remind you, he's the one that tried to ban it in the first place.
Thank you, Graham, for that reminder.
No one will remember that. So that reminder will be in one ear and out the other. They don't care. They'll be happy that it's saved. We don't know how that's going to happen, but I imagine an executive order will be handed down that will delay the ban, and they will continue to find some sort of partnership deal with the U.S.-based company and attempt to save the app that way. I don't know how that's going to play out. I just don't think this thing goes dark on Sunday or Monday or whatever. But I could be wrong, but at least the Supreme Court, though, says the ban is in effect.
Interesting. I'm scared.
You and everybody else, Jess.
Oh, no.
I'm totally fine with it. I got my popcorn, and I'm watching this all play out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday to you. I'd like to bring on Rob from the San Francisco SPCA. Rob, you there?
Yes, this is Rob.
Hi, Rob. So I have been seeing all over Bay Area news sites that you guys are waiving adoption fees. Can you tell us a little bit about that and why?
Absolutely. So we have a population of animals that we're currently in our pipeline as far as adoptable or on the pathway to be adoptable that we have been working to find homes for to allow us to free up some space to take adoptable animals or animals that were in their pipeline from Southern California and bring them up to our shelter where we can help them find homes. So as of right now, the animals that we are waiving fees for are actually some of those animals that came up to Los Angeles on Wednesday.
And are these
not all of them?
So are these animals that have been displaced by the fires?
No.
Or the ones that were already in the shelters?
They were already in the shelter, okay. Yeah. So the efforts for the shelters up here were to get those animals out to give them the space to really support those animals that were displaced or injured or in need.
Yeah, I imagine every shelter right now is just overflowing with cute little cuddly adoptable animals, dogs and cats. So what about anyone who's able, maybe they can't like take on a pet long-term or permanently, like fostering, is that an option?
Absolutely. So there are groups across the board, ours included, who are looking to expand foster networks. So, you know, for the SPCA, you can go to sfspca.org where we have information on ways to get involved.
Awesome.
The other thing people can do is consider donations. And we really are encouraging folks to look directly at those affected shelters in Southern California. We've shared out on our social sites a list of rescue organizations that are looking and need those monetary donations most.
Oh, perfect.
Hey Rob, do you guys have any cats with like different color feet? Jess on our show, she loves cats, but she's very particular and she wants her next cat to be named Boots, but so it needs to have different color feet. Do you have anything that could, you know, fit the Boots name? Because if not, I don't know if I can get her to adopt one.
Not that I can think of right now, but I guarantee you there will be for
if
sure.
If anyone comes in, just
definitely cats.
You know where to call us, Rob.
Yeah.
But yeah, anybody else, if you can't adopt or donate or help. Rob, where can we find that list of places to donate you were just talking about? You said it's on your socials?
Absolutely. Yeah, so on our Instagram and on our Facebook pages. And then the other thing folks can do is just go to our website, sfspca.org. They can get involved with our email newsletter where we're going to continue to keep folks updated on how to best support these shelters, these animals affected by the shelters, as well as our long-term mission, which is just to support animals in need across the state.
Definitely. All right, Rob, thank you.
Let me ask Rob one thing before we go. Did anybody bring in any birds? Any birds?
There are birds. We don't take birds at the SFSPCA. We do dogs and cats, but there are definitely birds and critters that have been affected by the fires that have been pushed out to the rescue network.
Are you in the market for a new bird, Graham? I don't think you should be having any birds.
No, I'm just saying maybe because I might find one injured by my house. My house has been injuring a lot of birds lately. I thought maybe I could bring them in there, but they only do dogs and cats.
Dogs and cats, Hey, Rob, thank you so much. We're going to continue to pass along this information. Again, anyone who can adopt, foster, donate, do that now. And they're waiving adoption fees.
Which is awesome.
Yes. All right, Rob, thank you. You have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you so much. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye. Graham, you were just talking about the birds that have been crashing into your large window and dying. I think it's a sign that something bad is going to happen.
Stop.
I hope not, but I've seen enough scary movies. Let's go to the talkbacks.
What's up, you guys? Ivan from Newark. This message is for the bird killer. I'm just kidding, Graham. So can you take like count of how many birds you're going to kill throughout 2025? Bye.
I'm hoping that, you know, the word gets out amongst the bird community, don't fly over here, and then this number will start to drop. But the past couple weeks, for whatever reason, it's been a rough go at the new house.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Thayer from Wanna Creek. Hugging! Graham, seriously, go on TikTok. Go on YouTube, dude. Come on, man. Find the little hacks for these birds so that way they don't run into your window. This is really depressing. This is sad. Like, and it's like an omen. Something's happening. Is your house haunted? Did you... You built your house on a burial ground. OMG, Graham!
I think there's something there.
Yeah. Wait, I gotta put hats on the birds? What's he...
Yeah, little hats. Yeah.
What? I gotta go out there and catch them and then put a little hat on them and that's gonna keep them flying. I mean, that would look cute.
That would be so cute.
Yeah, a little cute.
Little awesome bird.
Can I enter a theory?
Yes.
Okay. Can I put a theory out there?
Mm-hmm.
Because like I was saying, I've been working on this house a long time. The windows have been in for a long time, and we didn't have this problem before. But just since we've moved in, now, bang, birds are hitting the windows. And you know, some of them make it, some of them don't. I think it's because I have seen on near our property on this big tree a big hawk. You have to be careful how you say that on the radio.
Yes.
Big hawk. It's a huge hawk. And okay. I think he's swooping down because, look, you know, big hawks, they like to eat the little birds. I think he's on the hunt. And then they're fleeing like, and they don't look to see which way they're flying away to escape
them. Way.
And bang, that's when they're hitting the window. Look, they would have gotten... The big hawk.
Yeah, with an H.
With an H would have gotten him either way, probably. You know what I mean? So.
But that doesn't explain why it's always the same window.
This one, yesterday's incident was a different window.
Oh.
So I don't know. But I'm thinking like they're fleeing a apex predator out there, which is this huge hawk with an H. And then they're running away. Not running. They're flying away. And then bang, they're not looking to see where they're going.
I don't know. There has to be some kind of solution. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah. But there is a solution, and it's putting decorative, you know, holographic tape, hologram tape all over your whole house that's brand new. I just built. I don't want to do that. But I just think maybe once this huge hawk goes away, maybe it'll stop happening.
So how do we make it go away is what I'm saying. Like,
that's the thing is I...
You gotta catch it?
I don't think it's as easy as just making it go
away.
It's
gun.
Like something deeper than that.
No!
I'm joking.
Wow. All right, if you're just tuning in, Graham has killed 5 birds so far.
Stop!
Yeah. And he's,
ended up crashing into his window at his house.
No regrets.
None. He thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah. I do
Scary,
not.
Scary, spooky, hilarious.
Yeah. Stop it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You know that lightheaded, queasy feeling like anxiety is kicking in? You're a little shaky, a little clammy. That's me right now.
Yeah.
Me too. I feel like one day when I'm 80, I'm going to wake up and still have nightmares about this game.
You will.
Yeah, you will.
It's Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, Friday mornings at this time, it is 8:20. We play what we like to call the Chug Wheel. I hate this game.
Me too.
I really hate this game. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Monique.
Hi, Monique. Let me just ask you a question. How well do you know the JV Show? Do you listen every day?
I do listen every day.
Oh, this is not good. This is not good for us.
It's not good for us. It's not good for us.
Here's how this game works. And Monique, thank you for being on your caller 20. So this week, Graham asked me 8 questions. We're going to go through each one of them. We're going to stop down. And if you can guess what I answered, we're going to make it 5. You got to get 5 correct. You got to get 5 points. Then you win. We're going to give you a JV Show chug mug. We lose. Yep. Jess is going to draw a name. That person is spinning the chug wheel and is going to have to chug whatever it lands on.
And there on this week's chug wheel, we have something called bean sprout water. Don't know what that is, but it doesn't sound good. We have prune juice, tonic water. A new spot for this week's wheel. I'm calling it the Jess space. It's called Dealer's Choice. You hit that one. You can pick whatever you want off the wheel to drink. Of course, we have the soup du jour. On there, it's the soup of the day, and today it's a hearty chicken noodle, and let's see, and I think that's it. Might be a couple of other gross things on there.
All right, Monique, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go to question number one.
If you had to delete one for life, what would it be, DoorDash or Instagram?
Ooh, what do you think I said?
Delete one for life? Mm-hmm. I would say DoorDash.
Instagram.
Instagram.
Really?
I just know me. Yeah, I just know me, and I just feel like I can't resist DoorDash. Not leaving my house sounds way more appealing.
Yeah, but you scroll.
Even when TikTok leaving?
Yeah, no TikTok, and then you scroll on Instagram. It's like a smoker going out for a smoke. They can't help it. That's true. Got to.
Yeah, you're addicted. But yeah, so think about what that says to DoorDash. I'm way more addicted to that.
Right.
All right, 1 point for us.
Oh, thank God.
Let's go to the next question. What team do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? What do you think Selena said? What team is going to win this year's Super Bowl?
I feel like she wouldn't say Niners just to get under your skin.
Well, they can't. Niners can't win this year's Super Bowl. They're not in the playoffs. They're not in.
I'm going to say the Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
The Bills.
Oh, the Bills. Says. 2 points for the good guys.
Ooh. Anyone but the Chiefs.
Anyone but the Chiefs is my motto this year.
All right, let's go to the next question.
What do you think is more likely to happen this year? Jess gets engaged or Nick Cannon has another kid?
All right, Monique, what do you think I said?
I feel like you're a girl's girl, so I'm going to say you said Jess gets engaged.
Nick Cannon has another kid.
Wow, you're a girl's girl.
I am a girl's girl, but I just feel like Nick Cannon, he's having kids all the time. That's true. That's inevitable. That's a for sure thing.
I think I'm on record. I think Jess gets engaged.
You think
I'm
so this year?
That would be my pick.
All right, so far, Monique, you have no
points.
She's
0-3 so far.
And I am happy about that.
Yeah, me too. This is the best game we've ever played,
well,
really.
If you got to get 5 out of...
Because you're not a girl's girl.
Yeah, Selena. If you got to get 5 out of 8, that means she's got a clean sweep here from here on out.
Uh-oh.
Wow. All right, next question.
Have you angrily flipped off somebody in the last month? Monique, what do you think Selena said? Has she flipped somebody off in the last month?
Absolutely.
No.
I absolutely don't.
You're lying.
Are you being truthful, Selena?
Yeah, 100% truthful. I don't flip people off.
Jess, let me sidebar with you for a second. Don't you see, if anyone here on the show was going to flip somebody off in a fit of road rage, who would it be?
1,000% Selena.
It'd be so.
I believe. Thank you, Jess. My road rage is I yell windows up. I am deathly afraid of getting into any type of confrontation on the road because you don't know what that person will do to you.
That's true. Yeah. Good point.
I do not flip people off.
All right, Monique, unfortunately, you are 0-4 starting, and I believe that will be cause for celebration because Jess will not be spinning the wheel. Do you want to continue and see if she can get a point on the board?
Okay, I think let's go through the rest of the questions for funsies. Monique, are you down?
Okay, I'm down. Let's
do it.
What would hurt you more, no one showing up to your wedding or no one showing up to your funeral? Monique, what do you think she said? No one showing up to her wedding, no one showing up to her funeral. What would hurt Selena more?
I would say the wedding, because she's not going to know who goes to her funeral.
No one showing up to my funeral. That would hurt me more. Yeah. That means nobody really cared about you.
But it is a good point. You wouldn't know about it, but like say as a ghost, you find out like, and you're looking down to see who's there and like nobody's there. That would sting.
That would sting.
That would sting your ghost feelings.
All right, let's go to the next question.
How many times a week do you think a married couple should be getting busy?
Ooh.
Oh, Monique, what do you think Selena said?
I think she said twice a week.
At least twice.
You're on the board.
A point on the board right now. It is 1 point for Monique and 5 points for the good guys up here.
This is
JV
the best
show.
Day ever.
I can't believe this. All right, let's just run through the last couple questions.
Have you ever farted around your man but blamed it on one of your kids? That's a good question. Monique, what do you think Selena said?
I think she said no.
No.
I don't believe this.
I don't buy that one either.
If I do, he knows that I do that now. I told you there's no reason to lie and blame.
So he walks in and sniffs that and he's like, who did that? And you raise your hand. It was me. Or you're like, one of the kids or the dog.
No. Yeah. He'll know. Or I mean, he's always around. We're always next to each other. If it happens, he knows.
Interesting. Okay.
But I don't do it like all the time or on purpose.
Okay. Are you going to watch the inauguration on Monday?
Monique, what do you think I said?
I hope you said no.
Hell no.
I'm a singer.
All right, the final score, Monique, 3. Unfortunately, that does not get a JV show chug wheel spin.
God.
It was a hell of a try.
Jess, will you be chugging just for funsies?
Oh, hell no.
Okay. You look so thirsty.
I know. That's just how I naturally look.
Monique, thank you so much for playing. We're going to give you a chug mug anyways, so hang on.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Today's the best Friday ever. We got saved from the chug wheel.
No spinning today.
Chug wheel God spared us.
Morning, JV Show. Luke from South City. So I had an idea. Even though you guys won the chug wheel game, what if you still draw names just to see who would have actually gotten it again or who actually saved themselves this week? You know, just make it interesting. All right. Have a good weekend.
I love
That's
that.
A good,
should we do it?
Good idea.
Yeah, why am I really nervous?
This would have been Jess's turn to draw a name. So she's picked one.
Oh my God. It would have been me. Jess.
Oh my.
Oh, thank God.
Now I'm so mad that Monique did not win the game. That would have been hysterical. God. Now let that be a lesson to everybody that keeps accusing Selena and I. You guys never, you're being mean to Jess. You're bullying her.
Right,
you're making her. The names get drawn. It's a 1 in 3. And sometimes your name gets drawn a bunch of times.
I'm going to print some new ones out.
It's called probabilities.
Right.
Wow.
And Jess is the one picking him.
Yes.
I mean, even last week, I had her pick the name for me.
I'm going to play the
lottery. I picked it, and then she just read. I don't know. Whatever. But there's no funny business going on.
Well, I got saved this week, and that's all that matters. I'm going to have a great weekend.
Too bad you can't drink because it dried you anyway.
I know.
Would have been nice to crack a celebratory brew right there.
Don't remind me. Oh, by the way, tomorrow, I just want to remind everybody really quick, if you haven't signed up yet, to hang with me.
Big reminder. Big reminder, everybody.
I will be at Old Sugar Mill. That's a winery just outside of Sacramento. I'll be there from noon to 2. We're going to hang out. I'm going to watch you drink wine because I'm doing dry January. And as a matter of fact, I need witnesses to come watch me not drink so you can report back to Graham and let him know, hey, Selena did not drink.
Because
I don't think he's believing that I can actually
Or convince Selena to drink. That sounds better.
Yes, go do that.
I wish you would try. Wait till you see
Please
this willpower.
Try. Please try.
But if you want to join me, register now, wild94.9.com/oldsugarmill, and then I will see you tomorrow. So the CEO of Walgreens.
Okay.
He's admitting that, I don't know, locking everything up behind that glass wall or plastic, I don't know what it is.
A plexiglass.
Plexiglass. Probably not the best idea. You know, they did this to fight back against all the shoplifting that goes on at their stores. And he thought that this would be great because people would just go in there. They're not going to be losing inventory. They're not going to be losing any money. No, they still lost a lot of money. Yeah, it wasn't being stolen, but people also weren't buying because they didn't want to wait around for somebody to come unlock the dang thing to get whatever they needed.
Yeah.
This happens to me with deodorant.
Yep.
Anything.
Because I don't want the worker to stand there as I'm sniffing all of the different deodorants because I haven't decided which one I want to buy.
Yeah, it's too much pressure. You have to pick one immediately. Yeah. Then what if you get stuck with a scent you don't like? I mean, this whole thing makes sense. You have to understand the United States consumer in 2025, very short attention span, right?
Yes.
We don't have time to stand around and wait. We just don't. And that's the way people are wired. You need something now. You need it there. I want to check out the deodorants or whatever. I don't have time to wait around for that one employee that's got the keys and I hit the button and nobody shows up. I'm done. Like, I'm done. I don't.
Yeah.
My day keeps moving. I don't have time. And they do. At the end of the month, they can do a simple equation based on their inventory and their sales and see what their loss was. Now, every company has an acceptable, look, they understand that shoplifting things are going to happen and there is an acceptable range there for them. I mean, it should be zero, but that's not being realistic. Mm-hmm. They have an acceptable range. We know we're going to lose this much to shoplifting or defective items, broken items, you know, whatever it may be. We know we're going to lose this much, but we're still making this much and it's all fine. And then you lock everything up and you realize, well, now we're still losing. We're still losing. So it's a lose-lose, right? They had to do something because shoplifting was taking that number outside of the acceptable loss range. It had gotten too high. So they have to take action. What's the thing that they're going to do? It's not that, because locking it, I'm the same way. I shop a lot at Home Depot. Obviously, I've been building the house. I go there all the time. And they locked a ton of their stuff up. And Anybody that's been, I love Home Depot, but anybody that's been to Home Depot, do you know how long it takes to find somebody that works there to come unlock a thing?
Or
if you have a question, well, Home Depot, I mean,
are they worse?
Shout out to Home Depot, but if you ever need help at Home Depot, hopefully you pack the lunch because it's going to take a while for someone to get there. And same thing. I'll admit, I needed a certain saw blade, and it was behind the thing the other day, and I reached up and under the cage, and I grabbed it, and I took it and paid for it, obviously, but it looked like I was trying to steal it, but I was able to reach my long, skinny arm up there and grab it myself because I don't have an hour. I just don't have an hour to wait, so yeah. I reached in the thing, and I grabbed it, and it looked like I was stealing. I wasn't. I went and paid for it, but you can't lock everything up.
Like, when I walk into a store and something I need is locked up, I don't even bother. Yeah, I don't have the time to stand around and wait.
I'll order it on Amazon.
Yeah, I'll order it. Amazon's, a lot of items have same-day shipping. I will Instacart it. I will DoorDash. It'll be at my house by the time I get back.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm not. No.
It's just you have to understand the modern day consumer. We don't have the patience.
No.
We don't have the patience to wait.
Now.
I need it immediately.
Gosh, damn it.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Jess, are you zooming in on the Justin Bieber pictures?
Oh my gosh, I was.
I do know.
I saw her.
Research purposes because I have a comment to make, but you go
okay
first.
So listen, go to JV Morning Show, that's our Instagram, check out our story because we reposted some of Justin Bieber's story where he is in his underwear. I don't know where he's on vacation to, but it's cold, it's snowy, he's wearing these white Calvin Klein, you know, boxer briefs, and they're wet, mind you.
Why won't it let me zoom in?
Screenshot. If take a screenshot and then zoom in. Oh, so he's.
I don't want to zoom in on that. I see too much.
His undies are a bit wet, which we think that he might have done some type of like polar bear plunge, okay. And now he's like out of the water and drying off. But Jess, your comment after you zoomed into the underwear.
No. Okay. So here's what I'm thinking.
Cause I have a comment. Yeah, it was cold. It was cold in that water. That's my comment. Boy, was it frigid in there.
Right away, it reminded me that he had done a Calvin Klein campaign before.
Yes.
So they for sure stuff for those, right? Because this is what his old campaign photos look like.
No, it is a known thing that those pictures, they're stuffing.
Yeah, they're definitely stuffing. Wouldn't you?
Jess just pulled up the Calvin, his actual like modeling pictures of the Calvin Klein. And yeah, that was...
Either
it was really cold on his story after the plunge, or...
Well, clearly, there's snow on the ground in the background of this picture, so he clearly jumped into some ice water.
But I'm saying, like, there's not that much shrinkage. I mean, maybe there is. I don't know. I don't have one of those, but they're clearly stuffing for actual photo shoots.
Yes, but there is that much shrinkage.
Really?
I'm just saying it could go from that to that. I think the first picture is very embellished, and it could go to this. What we're seeing is a more accurate thing because the shrinkage is real, and that water is real cold. It's like a frightened turtle going back in its shell.
This is not an appealing picture of him. I'm sorry.
You know, some ladies are thirsting over this, regardless of the little thumbtack.
Do you, boo? It's on our story, JV Morning Show. All right, Wendy Williams' attorney says do not be fooled by her interviews. Wendy is not well. Yesterday, we played some audio from Wendy on The Breakfast Club. She was talking to Charlamagne, and she sounded fine. It was so heartbreaking to hear her talk about how she feels like she's a prisoner, and she has no money, and she's locked in this tiny room. But as far as her being able to like articulate herself, she sounded fine. Mm-hmm. She seems very clear-minded. Well, her attorney is saying, look, do not be fooled by these interviews. Because, you know, she was also on Don Lemon's podcast yesterday as well. She says Wendy is still dealing with frontal lobe dementia, which has no cure. But that is why a New York State Court, found her unable to make legal and financial decisions for herself. They didn't just like make this up. Like, right. And she basically said exactly what you were saying, Graham, that she has her bad days. She has her good days, and that's what we witnessed yesterday. She had a good day, a lot of clarity, but it's not always like that.
I mean, it's just dementia is such a heartbreaking thing to watch people go through it, because if it's affecting one of your loved ones, yeah, they have those moments where it is totally them, right? Mm-hmm. And it gives you almost like this false hope, like that's
they're back.
Everything's fine. And then they have the other days where it is not, and it It's not them, you know? And it's just that feeling, whereas this is not the person I know.
Right.
And it's just, it's a heartbreaking roller coaster of emotions going, having a loved one go through dementia.
So that is what Wendy's going through. And her attorney said, Wendy's going to need care the rest of her life.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. Graham, what do you have?
All right, let's get you updated on the fires in LA. I think this is pretty good news. Palisades Fire, 31% contained. It's still holding around 23,000 acres burned. The numbers of acres burned has not really advanced significantly at all over the past few days, which is good news. Eaton Fire, 65% contained now and still holding right around 14,000 acres burned. So to me, that says, well, the containment numbers, you'd love to see them closer, you know, to 90 and 100% contained. The fires aren't advancing and spreading like they were rapidly and destroying new structures, in other words. So I think that's good news for the fires, but obviously still thinking good thoughts for everybody in the LA area because they have a long, long road to recovery ahead. And now here locally, holy battery fire.
Oh, no.
A major fire erupted at one of the world's largest battery storage plants last night at Moss Landing in Monterey County. You ladies that are from Salinas have inevitably seen the giant like smokestacks from the Moss Landing power plant. You'll know what they look like. This is one of the world's largest lithium battery plants. And if you've seen a lithium battery fire in like an electric car or something, you know they burn super hot. They are extremely difficult to put out. There are evacuation orders in place, warnings to stay inside to avoid all the fumes that are coming out. So if you live in Monterey County or headed there, they are saying you should stay indoors, keep your windows and doors closed, limit outdoor exposure, turn off your ventilation systems. A local county supervisor said, quote, this is a disaster. This is a very big fire. There is some containment on it, but again, these fires burn so hot. They're incredibly difficult to put out. We've seen like battery fires in Teslas and stuff before, and firefighters run out of water to put on the battery because they just keep burning. They're really hard to put out. North Monterey County Unified School District said all schools are going to be closed today due to the fire and all the fumes that are coming off of it. This is a pretty big fire there.
Whoa. All right. Well, thank you for the information, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I don't know if it's just the energy drink, but I'm feeling those Friday vibes.
Me too. I'm juiced.
Yeah. Are we the only people that'll crack open an ice cold energy drink at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, mostly.
Because it's not 8 o'clock for us. It's technically lunchtime.
You're right.
I'm like a half hour from dinner time. I would eat some meatloaf and go to bed after like an hour.
That is so true. I mean, when you have the hours that we work, like Jess will go to In-N-Out at like 10:30 in the morning.
Hey!
What? I'm just saying.
You know what? I'm proud.
Different for us.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed.
Oh, we do have your chance to win some crazy cash. That's $1,000. That is on standby. By the way, thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We were talking earlier about how the CEO of Walgreens was like, you know what? We decided to lock up all of our inventory. So when you go in there, you have to wait for an associate to come unlock it, give you the deodorant that you want. Then you're going to go pay for it like that. He was like, yeah, doing that didn't really help. Turns out when you lock items up, you don't sell as many of them.
Hey guys, it's Kat out of Walnut Creek. Happy Friday. I'm curious on the Walgreens situation. You remember those Amazon stores that you could just take things off the shelf and it had all those sensors, and then when you left the store, it would just charge you for what you took? Why don't they implement that in more of these stores? Is it not profitable? I don't know what happened to those or if they're still out there.
So those are still a thing, right?
They're still, I don't know. Here's my...
They were just not common.
Yeah, but here's my theory on the whole thing. Amazon was just testing out the technology. They don't want to be... Amazon has Whole Foods, but they don't want to be in the brick and mortar grocery store game, right, on their own. They don't need store. You're buying enough stuff online. My thought is they probably were like, let's try this out. It's proof of concept. People can go in. Yeah, you just add the stuff to your cart and walk out and it automatically charges your card. Now they take that technology, which they fine-tuned over those trial process, because I don't even know if those stores are still a thing. Someone could let us know if you've gone to one of those Amazon stores recently where you can just walk in and get your groceries and walk out. I'm assuming they were just testing that whole checkout system. And now they go to the big grocers, the big stores, and say, look, hey, you want to get rid of all your human employees and have AI and everything run your whole store for you? It's a lot cheaper this way. And look, it works and people can't shoplift as much and it's just going to charge their cards automatically. I'm assuming they are shopping that technology. And then I still think that's the future, right? Don't you?
At some point,
I think it's going to happen. You'll go into a store, grab the things, walk out, and you'll never have to take a wallet out and never have to put things on a conveyor belt. You just go in, grab it, walk out, and your card gets charged. I'm assuming they're shopping that technology. That's just my theory. Just call it a theory.
That makes a lot of sense. One more talk back. We were talking about Justin Bieber. He's got some undie pics on his Instagram story. You can check him out on our story, JV Morning Show. But Graham, you noticed the shrinkage.
I hate Graham for saying it's like a frightened turtle going back into his shell.
Look,
I think it's an accurate way to describe it.
Look, I mean, I've swam in the bay before. I've swam in cold rivers. I've swam in Lake Tahoe. It's cold. And just trust me, ladies, when I say that's an accurate definition of what is transpiring there. Because you're like, you'll get out of the water and be like,
why would he decide, like, now's a great time to take a picture of my junk and put it on my story?
Yeah.
It's like, why?
It's probably, there is something you get out of a ice cold, anyone that's ever done a cold plunge or whatever, you get out of water looking ripped because everything, like, you know, you're look glistening. Good. You look really toned, you're wet, and like your muscles all kind of, I don't know what it is. You look ripped when you get out of that cold water. Now, the one thing that doesn't look, doesn't look too impressive is your little buddy there. So it's, you know, you weigh the pros and cons.
We do have to get to Crazy Cash. I really quick want to spend a couple minutes on this. Grams, I need some advice, help. And I feel like you're the perfect person because I feel like the only person that can really answer this is someone who's maybe gone through it and has got to be a dad, a man.
Okay.
Graham, here's my question.
Okay.
At what age do boys stop pooping their pants? Look, because
does it ever 50, happen?
55?
Are you kidding?
And then it starts again at 75.
Oh my God!
Probably even sooner than that. There's probably a brief 10 or 12 year window where it doesn't happen.
I have never experienced, not with myself, not with my daughter, but now I have a son. I am having to cut his underwear off of him at least once a week.
What do you mean? What do you mean cut it off? Like a paramedics, like you can't, they start cutting your clothes off and they're getting to a giant wound on your body?
Yes.
Why are you cutting the undies
off? I don't want to get too graphic, but it's just the better option to not, you know, make a mess of things.
Spread it.
So you make your son stand there in the undies that have witnessed a traumatic experience, and then you're standing there with some scissors and you're just cutting
literally have to cut these things off of him and throw them out.
Why not take them off the old-fashioned way?
I just told you why. I don't want to get too graphic, but it's the best option. Trust me.
Well, but then you have to buy new underwear.
I know. That's what I'm mad about. This is not what I signed up for.
So maybe it's not the best option.
I'm not throwing those in a washer. No, that all of my clothes and everybody else's goes into.
I send them into the bathtub first.
I don't want that in my bathtub.
I send them in the bathtub first for a pre-rinse.
That's gross.
No, that's nasty.
Yeah, but I'm not, you can't, I don't have just wear a pair of underwear one time, throw it away, kind of money.
That's why I'm asking you, how long does this last?
Wait, so how often?
I told you.
How often is it happening?
I'm saying, well, at least like once a week now.
Oh, no. Put them in diapers again.
Yeah.
No.
That's the only solution.
And you're saying this goes on until 50.
Probably 50, 52.
So is your husband also going through this?
Yeah. No, not that he tells you.
Yeah, that's what I know.
It is weird that he brings a pair of scissors into the bathroom every time he goes in there. What are you cutting in there? What are you doing? Why do you need the scissors?
Yeah, is he constantly buying underwear too?
Yeah. Why Amazon?
You mentioned he needs some new ones.
Oh. Wow.
Amazon keeps delivering the 20 packs of the Fruit of the Looms. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, look, I've never cut the underwear off. I guess I understand why you're doing it, but yeah, no, it's like the times that I've done, I don't cut them off, but it's like playing that game of Operation where you can't touch the sides, you know, and you're moving the underwear down the legs, but you can't touch, you know, it's like a game, really.
Yeah.
A really disgusting game.
Yeah, I don't like it. Not
parents
one bit.
Are brave. I could not.
I am a parent, and I cannot. I can't.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.